Louisiana Delta Community College has a new home. After a three-day move, the Conan Building and Eastgate Center campus sites have merged into the impressive 47,000-square-foot Louisiana Purchase Building. A large vending truck is idling at the sidewalk in front of the glass door entrance, making a delivery. The last of the amenities are being put in place, preparing for student registration that begins this week. A couple of staff members, one toting a mail basket, the other with an arm full of file folders, chat in the lobby about where to locate colleagues. After all, there are four floors in the new facility to consider. Yet they are finally together again, unified in one place.
Getting to a place where people say, okay, that's the community college. That campus is the community college, is going to be, I think, a real positive for us, a sense of building identity in the community.
Delta Chancellor Luke Robbins says with the growth of Delta's student community, the new campus opens at a good time. The spring semester saw 1,700 students. Summer enrollment is up 40%.
So if that's any indication, we're looking at another pretty hefty increase for the fall. Probably, my prediction is we'll be at least 2,000 on this campus.
He says there's adequate classroom space for growth, but scheduling of classes may take thought and creativity depending upon demand. Parking space could become an issue this fall, which may result in overflow areas being created to accommodate the increasing number of students. Robin says the launch of the semester will help answer those questions.
You always anticipate that first day and see what, you know, just see what happens and see who shows up and when they show up. And that'll, the first week will tell the tale, I think, for us in terms of how the infrastructure works.
Delta students are looking forward to the new campus. Student Government Association President Mackie James says the facility has a lot to offer and students are glad to be spending less time on the road.
They are going to enjoy it because they won't have to travel to different locations. And we got a whole lot of really nice things. We got study areas, we got a coffee shop, in a bookstore.
Numerous benefits to be utilized by students, and as James pointed out, several study areas, as the focus of academics grow with the enrollment numbers. Robin says business technology and an associate degree in nursing program that began in January are high-interest courses at the college. The online program offered through the Louisiana Community and Technical College System continues to be an asset for Delta and will provide more options for students. The success of 2+2 initiatives is a popular approach for high school seniors getting a jump start on their collegiate path. Delta student Jocelyn England says incoming freshmen who opt for the 2+2 program stand to equip themselves for future education.
I think it'll be a benefit because it's getting them ready for a four-year university, and Delta is a school to me that'll help you in any way that they can.
As Delta looks forward to opportunity with the new campus, there remains the issue of more budget cuts in the state's higher education system. Robin says enrollment increases only go so far in the college's bottom line.
So there comes a point where you get more and more students coming in the door and you're generating revenue, but the revenue's not keeping up with the expense that is incurred, you know, to provide services for those students. And that's the real rub.
Previous state legislation allows for a 4% increase in tuition towards operation expenses for the school this fiscal year. Robbins noted that discussions continue as to how the Louisiana Grad Act, which allows up to a 10% tuition increase, would apply to the community college system. While the scenario of next year's state budget is yet to be unveiled, the flag has been unfurled and raised at Delta's new campus. A ribbon-cutting ceremony and open house is set for August 3rd. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.